Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Long-distance swimmer Diana Nyad has proven time and again how persistence, coupled with incredible endurance, has led to achievement. We'll talk with her about that a little bit later. But first, another woman of achievement. Summer Albarcha is making a name for herself on several fronts. The 20-year-old St. Louis woman, a business school student at St. Louis University, is a Muslim. Her father is Syrian. She's earning an international reputation for her fashion blogging and trendy yet modest fashion sense. Her Instagram account has tens of thousands of followers. All of this for modernizing the fashion of Muslim women while they maintain modesty. She wears a hijab or headscarf and once was known as the hipster hijabi. Summer Albarcha joins me in studio. Hipster, huh? You're a hipster.
Oh, thanks for having me.
it's nice to have you. Summer, let me ask you to give us your definition, as it pertains to what you do, of a modest fashion.
Well, in particular, I try to always have good intentions in when I'm posting, and so there's always going to be this blurred line between what's considered modest, but as long as I feel I look appropriate in covering myself in the basic body parts and not exposing so much of what I'm wearing.
Give us some sense of what it is that you are wearing that is different yet modest.
So I usually try to incorporate a tunic with pants, or I'll throw in a skirt with like a coat. I always try to incorporate some kind of piece that is a little bit oversized to give a contrast in the outfit, to make sure that you're looking effortless but also kind of covered and not completely exposing different parts.
And the photographs that I've seen on Instagram and on the blog seem much more colorful than what I might be used to seeing in traditional Muslim garb.
Yeah, I think living in the United States has definitely influenced my style. I was born and raised here, so American culture is really the culture I grew up with. And I also learned with my Islamic religion. Muslim religion is Islam. And so from there, I learned to incorporate what modesty means to me. And so I incorporate different colors that I like and what seemed normal in the U.S. Along with what I think the style should be with those colors.
Now, let me ask, are you just putting clothes together to achieve a certain kind of look, or are you designing clothes as well?
I'm not designing clothes. I hope to in the future, but right now I'm really just putting together looks that I feel are modest but also effortless, because I want to try to make modesty effortless for everyone, because a lot of times it's seen that it's really hard to have a modest look, or it's going to look really clumped together. So many layers and mismatching layers. And so I want to show a way that's easy to look modest and be trendy.
Are you putting these designs together just for younger women?
No, I'm actually putting them together for everyone. And I hope to inspire women of all ages and all ethnicities, regardless of, you know, just being here in the U.S. I think styles become really universal. And so people are kind of influencing each other on social media from different countries. And so I hope these styles can be show an effortless way to wear modest clothing, because a lot of times it does look really hard to wear and pull off.
What has the response been from various generations to what you're doing?
I've had the mix of responses that normally anyone would get. Mostly it's been very positive. I'm really glad to know that I hopefully made a difference for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people have told me I've inspired them to wear hijab or dress more covered, because, you know, you can look nice while you are covered. And also, I think I've gotten a lot of positive responses about positive body image, where a lot of today's fashion is really over-sexualized for girls. And so by wearing more modest clothing, you're focusing more on your personality and your outer and your inner beauty rather than solely focusing on what isn't really fashion. Fashion is not about.
You've really got it right with regard to what the competition is for the non-Muslim world, because it's pretty sexy stuff, and pretty daring stuff. It's quite different from what you're doing. Yeah, and you say you're getting a real good reaction to it. Let me ask you this: is this style, the design that you're working with, is this something that could appeal and apply to non-Muslim women without the hijab? Wear the styles and be perfectly acceptable out there.
Actually, most of the clothes that I wear are from mainstream American stores. And so I'm really putting together looks that you could buy at an H&M or a Zara, and which is what any American woman would buy. I'm just incorporating my headscarf with the outfit. And so modest pieces are out there in the U.S. market. It's just the idea of putting them together completely modest, because you could wear one modest piece with a non-modest piece, like palazzo pants with like a crop top, instead of wearing palazzo pants with like a turtleneck. So it's just the idea of putting the styles together, and it does appeal to a lot of American women. I'm glad to know I have a lot of Muslim and non-Muslim followers.
How did all this get started?
It's really crazy how it got started. So what started as a basic Instagram page for my personal life, I was just posting pictures of myself, and I'd get a lot of comments on, oh, where'd you buy this? Where do you shop? How do you match your clothes? And so I kept getting all these public comments on my photos, and so I decided to make another account just for fashion. What started as just a few hundred friends and family ended up growing and growing, and last year at this time I had 18,000 followers, and in the past year it's been a crazy turnover of like 1,000% increase.
We've got close to 200,000, don't you?
I guess.
Really? Now you've turned this into a business.
Yes.
Explain the business to me.
Well, when I collaborate with companies, they usually reach out to me and offer a campaign they're trying to work on, and so I usually see if the company's best fit for this campaign.
These would be clothing companies?
Yeah, clothing companies. Mm-hmm. I've worked with tech companies, accessories, even like food packages, locations. So it's been a real variety, but I always try to incorporate it with fashion somehow. So this morning you'll see I posted about a photo book, but I incorporated like a purse and coffee and a fashion magazine. And so somehow to always relate the theme of the Instagram to clothing and fashion.
Do you have any help in doing all of this?
In a sense, no. So I kind of am I create the content and I do the editing. I usually have someone help me take the photos if it's of me, but if I'm not in the photo, then I usually have taken the photo.
Most of the time, from what I've seen, you are in the photo.
So when I am in the photo, then I usually have my sister. She's good at photography as well as my best friend. They've both been really helpful, and they get a lot of perks too with helping out. So
such as
attending events that they think are exciting and receiving clothing when I work with companies. And
how does Dad feel about this?
My dad?
Mm-hmm.
He's actually really happy. One day he told me, he was like, people are getting paid to wear less clothes and you're getting paid to put them back on.
That is a little bit different these days. And Mom, what are her thoughts about it?
My mom's really supportive as well. She does a lot of public speaking with Interfaith. And so she always likes to show off her my Instagram to her people that she's speaking to at different communities, and I'll go get comments say, oh, this was her daughter that she talked to us today about Islam and Christianity and Judaism. And so my mom's always been in the interfaith world, so she's been really helpful.
In putting these designs together, Summer, what do you have to avoid?
So what I avoid, along what I said with the good intentions, I try to always make sure that I look put together, but at the same time I'm not focusing on overdoing it with the fashion. I kind of always like to keep this modest look. The way I could explain it is focus on the overall look rather than on the piece itself, because you're trying to achieve this image of a modest woman, and you don't want to always just be focusing on specific parts of your outfit where it would appear not in the same intention you had.
Now, you've been in other parts of the world in conjunction with this project, including the Middle East, correct?
Yeah, I was invited to Dubai last year, which was pretty exciting.
And what was the reaction there?
So I was invited as a key speaker for the Fashion Forward Dubai, which is kind of like our New York Fashion Week for the Middle East. So they bring all the Middle Eastern designers there. And they invite me as an American spokesperson for how modest fashion has been in the U.S. with my experiences in the blogging world. And so I talked about a little how it's really like a melting pot here, and it's not so much as the Middle East is completely, like, their fashion has blown itself overhead from, because everybody understands modest fashion. They're already past that goal. Now they're working on creating most luxurious designs with the modest fashion world. And I told them, here, we are way behind. We don't have modest fashion mainstream stores. And so I really tried to address the issue that we have in the U.S.
You know, that really catches me by surprise because I would have thought just exactly the opposite.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
We don't get much of a look. Of course, I'm not reading fashion magazines, so
yeah.
I probably wouldn't know. But, you know, the images that we see from that part of the world do not indicate a look such as you have right now.
It depends. The part of the world there is kind of distinguished between the Gulf and, you know, the other parts of the world that have, like, a lot of crisis going on. The Gulf, definitely, they are very over the top in everything they do. And so their modest world has been over the top as well.
But could you pull this off in Syria or Afghanistan or
my
Iraq?
Look?
Yeah.
Definitely, when I used to visit Syria, I would always go for a more toned down look because the culture I'm in is totally different. I'm dressing like this because I'm in the American culture. But when you visit other countries, you also need to take into consideration the societal aspect about it, too, because the intentions I have here wouldn't be seen as much as in Syria.
I hope you don't mind this question, and it's speculative, would be speculative on your part. But again, we all are familiar with what's going on in that part of the world now. If you went to Syria today or any of the other countries that aren't part of the overtop world there, would you be fearful that there'd be some sort of recrimination against you, fearful perhaps even for your life?
Yeah, I would. It's different in different parts of Syria, I would say. But as the war is getting worse, everything's kind of intertwining into each other. There's definitely like little cities that are still kind of safe. But even then, it's not a place to go to at this moment, which is why that people are trying to flee as much as possible and trying to find shelter elsewhere in the world.
I know it's a dangerous place, but just putting that aside for the moment, I'm thinking of how the look would play in terms of the conservative element there that would see you dressed differently if, in fact, that might be represent a danger for you.
In Syria, there is always like a different melting pot as well of different cultures. And so there's this conservative class, and then there would be like the not conservative class. And then there's like Christian Syrians and Jewish Syrians. And so it's really a big melting pot. Depending on my family and where I come from, I would dress slightly more conservative when visiting Syria. But in general, you would see people wearing hijab, not wearing hijab, wearing something more revealing in Syria when I used to visit. And so it's really just a big melting pot, just like we have here, but except all one ethnicity.
Tell me how this is playing at school, at St. Louis University. You're in the business school there, and you are a young businesswoman. How are they reacting to it, your classmates and your professors?
I actually got noticed by my entrepreneurship professor, and he put me in the Diamonds in the Rough program at SLU. So that is where
What is that? What's the Diamonds?
It's kind of like an entrepreneurship accelerator. So they work on giving you real connections with people in St. Louis and events in St. Louis. And so we recently came back from Startup Connection last weekend, where we worked on creating a business in 54 hours. So we're doing a lot of projects and programs to with people that already have businesses at SLU. So me and two other girls.
You and only two other. And what's their participation?
One of them works in baking, and the other works on online management. And all three of us are usually attending St. Louis events and meeting with people and really making our businesses happen right now instead of waiting to graduate.
How far do you think you can take this?
Well, I would love to become a global influencer in social media and continuing to grow with the modest fashion world. I think that the more people you can attract, the more of a positive image I can make on others. Because as I said earlier, the fashion world is kind of going downhill, and I really would like to bring back what fashion is originally about, which is about adorning one's body with clothes and accessories and bringing out inner beauty with designs and bring that back.
This is not something you could pull off without social media, is it?
No, not at all. I've always been interested in fashion growing up. I used to color and draw outfits and books and plan out what I was going to wear for the week. And it's silly because I went to a private school and had a uniform, so I don't even know where I would have worn those. But as I grew up, I saw that social media was something you could actually use to show this to people and have a platform of a background about how come you were qualified for fashion. If I was talking to someone about my interests, having a social media background can really show them that, oh, this many people have approved of my style. And so that really serves as like a boosting to my career.
Not only that, it's a worldwide marketing platform for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy how it's evolved over the years.
What sort of response have you gotten for Europe, where there's a large Muslim population there as well?
I'd love to track more to see where exactly my followers are coming from, but Europe, all around the world, really, the modest fashion industry, it's present everywhere. It just needs to be, it just needs to grow. And so I've gotten a lot of followers from Europe too, and the U.S. and Australia and Asia. It's pretty cool.
As I say, it's a worldwide marketing platform. What do people say? What are they telling you when they react to what you're doing? I'm talking about potential people who would follow the design, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I always get comments like, you know, really great way to pull it off. You know, could you show me how you style your scarf, or how do you make this look effortless? And I really have taken inspiration from people I always follow, and I always try to incorporate how I would take this outfit they made, but, you know, kind of twist it to where I think it's more modest for me.
Do you have options in the way you wear your scarf?
I do, but I choose to kind of keep like a simple design or a simple style, just like a one-way wrap. That way the focus is more on the outfit I'm wearing and not so much, you know, on designing and making my scarf look out of crazy.
There has been some controversy along the way, has there not? I know from what I've read that a Jewish designer, I think, was pretty upset with you. What was that all about?
So I remember that. The Jewish designer was actually her followers were upset with my photo. So what happened was the company reached out to me. They're a modest Orthodox Jewish company in New York. They reached out to me to advertise a lime green skirt into my outfits since we both shared modest values. And so I didn't think twice when they reached out to me. I didn't consider the fact that this could probably cause religious tensions because we were both doing the same thing. We were both promoting modest fashion in a stylish way for people who still want to be conservative in the U.S. So when they reached out to me, the photo was posted on my social media and it went great. But when their company posted it, a lot of their followers sent a lot of backlash about it.
How did you work it out in 20 seconds?
What happened was they deleted all the comments and they came out with a statement saying you can't fight hate with hate. And, you know, Muslim, Jewish, wherever your religion, if you're wanting modest fashion, I mean, we should be supporting it. We shouldn't be putting people down.
And again, only a few seconds left. Your biggest challenge at this moment?
Biggest challenge is balancing school and blogging. And so I really hope to continue becoming better at that.
I think you're on your way. Summer Albarcha, thank you so much for being with us. Continued success. It's a great story.
Thank you for having
me. Love to hear it. Yeah.
Thank
and you look great, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
We want everyone to know that. Thank you. Coming up, Diana Nyad, a long-distance swimmer who kept at it until she reached an almost impossible goal. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.